Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Francisco police have been making a determined effort to address the retail crime that's plagued the city. And the most recent data on the arrests from the Thanksgiving week suggests their efforts might be paying off, with larceny cases down about 75% from last year. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what are the cops doing that's working?
Well, it's not just the cops, and I'm not sure exactly how well it's working, but it's good news as far as we go. I mean, we've had robberies go down from 401 in 2022 to only 100 reported thefts. We had larceny drop from 747 down to 206. So those are good moves, and it's over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. But take a look at that weekend. You know, we had the cops out in force. We had ambassadors out there. The downtown is just crawling with police presence, and that's a good thing. If you're interested in retail theft, they've had some really good operations out there, blitz operations, where they put a number of police officers, let's like at the Target store at Mission Street, because a lot of times shoplifting and this kind of retail theft involves three to four people. So while one's being chased one way, three others are getting away the other way. If you have the cops there at the store at the time, you can grab them all. And the most recent one we saw was what? Today we're reporting about a 14-year-old who was involved in a string of downtown robberies, stealing some $30,000 worth of goods. And they got him.
Yeah, they certainly did get her. But is a decrease over Thanksgiving week, and as you say, those circumstances compared to last year, really enough to say that it's over?
Oh, it's not over. It's not over. It's not going to be over. And it's not just in San Francisco. San Francisco is down, and that is good. But like New York and Los Angeles is up completely. You know, it just doesn't get the attention San Francisco did. We had the videos of people literally, you know, going into stores on bicycles and then grabbing entire shop garbage bags full of goods at Walgreens and then cycling out. I mean, that's the image that San Francisco is battling, as well as the reality on the retail theft situation. You know, a couple of other things have occurred this year, like not the least, which was APEC. I mean, you guys saw what San Francisco's downtown looked like during APEC, right?
Amazing.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of stealing going on with that police presence.
No.
And also, you know, the stores have changed. I mean, first of all, we've got 40 few less downtown stores than we had a couple of years back, in part because of retail theft, in part because of people working at home and less tourist traffic. So there's fewer places to steal from. And those places that you do go into compared to a couple of years ago, I mean, now everything's behind, you know, a locked key, right? If you want to get something, there's plastic in front of it with a door, and you got to get the clerk to come over. So we've made a lot of changes on a lot of fronts. It's good news for San Francisco. But the tough thing for San Francisco is good news is hard to get out. You don't have a video go viral of somebody not stealing.
Indeed. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.